This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. Marketplace listener Paul Fellini is a clean-shaven guy. There's nothing wrong with that. Paul visited his local pharmacy, and he started wondering about razor blades. They're just strips of metal set in plastic, right? And so Paul sent us this question.
Why are razor blades so expensive that the blades are often in locked containers or behind the counter at the drugstore?
Sounds like fodder for our series, I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer. By brain work and blade
work. And so Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson went searching for answers.
Turns out, lots of people have thought a lot about the pricing of razors and blades. There have been dozens of academic papers written about it, and any good MBA will have studied it. Richard Schmalancy is an emeritus professor at MIT and the author of one of those aforementioned papers.
This tends to be called a razor and blades pricing, or two-part tariff is the standard economics name for this form of pricing.
Economists really know how to name things, don't they? The gist is that you woo customers with an inexpensive, maybe even below-cost product, i.e. the razor handle, and then charge more for a related good, like the refill blades. It's a way to lock customers into a product line, but Schmalancy says it's also a way to charge more for using more.
The person who uses a new blade every day, that's a person who values a close shave, and that's the person I, as the manufacturer, know will pay a high price, and I'd be happy to charge that person a high price.
A whole slew of other products use the razors and blades model. Video consoles and video games, printers and ink cartridges, e-readers and e-books, and even in some ways, phone carriers who subsidize a cell phone handset when you sign up for a subscription to their service. But there's another reason why blades are so expensive.
Razor blades are really, really difficult to make.
Jeff Rader is the co-founder of Harry's, a shaving startup. And before he started the company, he didn't really know how hard it was going to be.
You have to grind steel such that it is very sharp at its tip and very strong at its base. That gives it both stability and a really crisp cutting surface.
So you don't get nicks or razor burn. Rader says there's only a few companies in the world that can do it.
It actually starts with buying really fine razor steel,
which is heated and cooled,
actually changing the molecular composition of the steel.
Then it goes through a grinding process,
where it's ground at specific angles that are proprietary to the razor blade manufacturer.
In machinery, the manufacturers make themselves. It's an intricate, complicated, expensive process with high barriers to entry, which gives the few companies who make the blades an advantage. Because there are so few of them, they don't have much competition. That means they can charge higher prices.
Historically, the companies that have known how to make razor blades have been able to charge people vastly different prices for razor blades than the actual cost.
So, listener Paul Fellini, what do you think?
Wow. Who'd have thunk for something that men have been doing for centuries?
Who'd have thunk indeed? I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
What have you always wondered? You can ask your question at marketplace.org, and we'll try to answer it on the radio.